Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of July 4th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. First up, I want to thank our July patrons, Will P. and Paul M. We're going to be doubling up some patron shoutouts, our monthly patron shoutouts, as we've received some lovely support over the last couple months. We really do appreciate it. So if you're thinking about joining in and you want to get your name shouted out on an episode, and as well as the Patreon Mini when I have time to record them, do so at patreon.com/thegamersin. It's probably where you're listening to this, or if you're a patron, you're getting this directly into your podcast app through your custom patron audio RSS feed. So one of the great bonuses of being a patron. And speaking of the Gamers In, this week I have been playing more Fire Emblem Warriors Three Hopes. We did have a pretty good discussion on it on our last episode, and we actually spent a lot more time on it than I thought we would, but I don't know how much more I'll have to say on the show outside of the fact that I'm still playing it, but it's a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun, that game. I wouldn't say complaint, but my major sort of holdback on it is that it can be repetitive, and there's a lot of content. I love the way the game is, you know, separated out in terms of the fact that each chapter has like its final battle, and then there are like little battles strewn throughout the map as you sort of progress towards the final battle. And you can beeline it straight for the main chapter or the final chapter battle, or you can kind of do everything and collect all the resources and interact with your characters. It doesn't feel as, I think in 3, it's trying to obviously emulate what you did in 3 Houses, where you would have you would go through the calendar, you'd be interacting with students, doing training, classes. I think it works a lot better in 3 Hopes. It moves a lot faster, and you are doing more of the battling as opposed to running around doing class sessions and tutoring and stuff like that. But I'm still enjoying it. I think I'm like chapter 8 for the Edelgard route. I know it's not Black Eagles. Black Eagles is the house, but I'm trying to think. I think it's Scarlet Blaze is the route name. So that's what I'm doing right now in that one. We also plan to wrap up our first TGI game club with 13 Sentinels Aegis Rim. I myself have finished my gameplay. As of this recording, the discussion will not have started in the Discord, but I do plan to talk about that on the show, the main show. I'll bring that back onto the main show to talk about the experience of doing the game club, talk about playing 13 Sentinels, and you know, when we originally talked about it, I was like, I have no idea what's going on. But, you know, having finished it, I think it'll be a lot more interesting of a conversation and in terms of just recommending people check out the game. It was a great experience. It's quite the story, and the way that the story is presented in this like sort of chopped up sort of experience where they are serving information to you, and there are these revelations happening as you get more and more information. And it'll be spoiler-free. It'll likely be a shorter conversation, but it will definitely be spoiler-free. We also have a discussion topic. We haven't done one of these in a while, but I think this will be the week we do it. Jocelyn had found sort of a top 10 games in backlogs presented by howlongtobeat.com or whatever. And it was something we were looking to get to last week, but we didn't get an opportunity to talk about it because we spent so much time talking about Three Hopes and the other game. I'm blanking on it. Oh, Nobody Saves the World. So we'll talk about that as well. So it'd be interesting to hear what games are in your backlog. I know Whirlwind in the Discord is working through his backlog this year, and that's been really fun to watch. So I'm sure he'll have a great response to that question. Looking at Summoner's Call, we're back this week to discuss the Legendary Hero, maybe some new Summer Heroes as a preview. And Eddie and I actually talked about this. We're going to still do Fire Emblem Awakening Game Club. We're going to trim back the amount of chapters we're going to talk about this week, because we are going to talk about Three Hopes. Eddie and I have spent a lot of time with the game, so we want to kind of dive deep into our thoughts, and we'll talk about the different routes we're playing, the gameplay, the setup of the metagame, all that fun stuff. So there might be some spoilers in there, but we will definitely mark them in our show notes. So if you're a fan of Fire Emblem, you want to hear more thoughts on Three Hopes, Summoner's Call is the place to go. Looking at July video game releases, right now you have As Dusk Falls coming on July 19th. You've got Stray also arriving on July 19th. Live Alive coming to the Switch on July 22nd. And you've also got Xenoblade Chronicles 3 coming to the Switch on July 29th. Obviously, there are probably other games that are launching in July as we have entered the video game announcement season. So check your local listings. And as I mentioned earlier, TGI Game Club, we are wrapping up. We have lots to unpack in our Discord for this one as we have wrapped the story. I do hope to schedule a conversation for all the Game Club participants that we can jump into a voice chat and just kind of talk, maybe give our thoughts some time to sort of form, take a bit of a break from the game and come back and talk about it. So I have to check in with Jim on that one. I know it was always part of the conversation of having some sort of like end of Game Club discussion, and sort of similar how a real book club would work is that you read the book and then you all meet in the same room to talk about it. We kind of approached it a little differently, where each week we played a chunk and then we would talk about it in Discord over text chat. But I think a end of game voice chat would be really cool. So we'll look at that. But that is going to do it for the mini. Be sure to join in the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening and have a great week.